In recent years, the backlog of immigration court cases has increased to over 1 million. This means clients waiting for judges to decide whether they can continue living in the U.S. lawfully or not are often forced 12, 18, 24 months from one hearing to the next. Despite the claims of immigration reform opponents, the problem is not simply related to the influx of migrants and refugees trying to enter the United States. Hi, I'm Carlos Patara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. Way back in the mid-2000s, I began writing blog posts about immigration topics. I recall one of my first topics. It was shortly after the Bush administration implemented a series of short-sighted immigration court procedures, presumably designed to bring down the backlog. I discussed what seemed to be an astronomical number of cases tied up on the court's waiting list. My immigrant-friendly colleagues, government lawyers, and judges were all struggling with what seemed to be an astronomical number of cases at that time. The backlog number was slightly over 300,000. Bush's policies had the wrong effect. Rather than shrink the number of cases, the total continued to grow. During the Obama administration, policy was enacted that encouraged judges to exercise discretion to take cases off its dockets for immigrants who had not been convicted of serious crimes and had strong family and community ties. This would allow them the opportunity to apply for a green card through USCIS. If successful, this would save the immigration court valuable time that could be used for other cases. If unsuccessful, the case would be returned to the immigration court. Even with this immigrant-friendly process, the number of backlog cases continued to grow, reaching close to 700,000 by the end of Obama's White House tenure. On Donald Trump, the total quickly reached over 1 million cases. The problem stems from primarily three causes. A, high immigrant arrest and detention numbers. B, the ongoing influx of refugees and migrants at the southwest border. C, the elimination of judicial discretion imposed by the Trump administration. Rather than speed up the handling of court cases, the elimination of discretion curtailed judicial ability to move cases off calendar. With the election of Joe Biden, the pendulum has swung back. Prosecutorial discretion is back, and frankly, not a moment too soon. I commend the Biden administration for this change. If our country is ever to get a handle on the number of cases involving asylum seekers and others who seek to enter the country from hostile situations in their homelands, more resources, including more judicial resources, are needed. Every little bit helps, in other words, for immigration judges to have more time to process these cases. Thanks for listening, and remember to always keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.